T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey, we're good. How are you?
I'm awesome. It's going good.
Dave, at this time of year, are you losing your mind or is it just a good kind of energy?
It's a good kind of, yes, to the first part of that question. It's a good loss of mind, I guess. So we're running on adrenaline right now. We've been working really hard to get to this point, and this is the time it should be fun, and it is.
Well, we think it's kind of cool that your Saturday race now falls on St. Patrick's Day.
Hey.
Are you guys going to be serving any green beer?
From what I understand, there'll be green beer. I think there's going to be some green merchandise as well. So, yes, we are embracing our St. Patrick's Day on Saturday.
And nice. Everybody will pick a car with a green paint scheme to root for. just any car. It doesn't matter who's behind the wheel.
That's right. Yep. Just pick one and they'll go with it.
When NASCAR rolls into town, you guys make such a fun weekend out of it, starting with the Holler Parade all the way through Sunday's big race. What's the favorite part of race weekend for you, besides it being over?
Well, you know what? I'm a race fan. I've always been a race fan. So, I mean, the hair on my arms starts standing up, and I get goosebumps and pre-race activities. And, you know, I love the race itself. But it does. It starts with Thursday. When we have the Holler Parade, it's a free event. There's a lot of kids that come out because they like to see the trucks drive through our O'Reilly Auto Parts fan zone. And that's also the day when the RVers come in, and they're just so pumped to be here. And it's just fulfilling. You know, we have a staff here that works their butt off trying to create an event that everybody has a good time at. And when you see the people here and see the joy on their faces and just glad to kind of disconnect from daily life and enjoy the weekend here, you know, in the Auto Club 400 and everything we have to offer, it's just cool. You know, it's a rewarding thing. So it's hard for me to pinpoint one thing that I enjoy most out of the weekend, but, you know, it's adrenaline filled. I will say that.
What's the furthest you have heard of anyone traveling to come to the races in Fontana?
Oh gosh, from overseas.
Wow.
Yeah. We've had people from England. We've had people from Australia. I mean, I've run into fans from all over the world here, and typically we have fans from all 50 states. You know, the majority of our fans come from within about 100-mile radius of the track, but race fans travel. You know, they have tracks that they kind of get on their bucket list, and fortunately for us, from a racing perspective, we've had some tremendous racing, and the track is really producing great racing. And we're also known for our event. We're really known for the things that happen here outside the racetrack as well. And, you know, it's kind of gotten around. So we're proud of that, and we have a bar to reach and to keep improving upon the product we're putting out there.
Is there anything that's going to be new for race weekend or anything that people cannot miss?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, as I said, the day starts off with Thursday. So, you know, once we get that going, it kind of kicks off the official part of the weekend. And Friday, we roll into Friday, and we've got the Walk of Fame induction with Kyle Larson, who was last year's winner. We've got qualifying for Cup that day. The O'Reilly Auto Parts fan zone is just packed with stuff to do. And we've got Lefty's fun zone. We make a real concerted effort towards the kids. So there's a lot of things for the kids to do, slot car racing, bubble rollers. One cool thing, you mentioned what is new, dock dogs. So this is a canine aquatics competition.
Yes. I read about this.
Have you guys seen one of these before?
I went to one a couple of years ago. What a hoot.
They're awesome. Yeah. Now, these dogs get with it. They do. I think there's like three different competitions. Big air, I think a speed retrieve one, and then some sort of extreme vertical jump that they do. Mm-hmm. But, you know, talking about people having fun, you can just see that the dogs are having fun too.
So yeah.
I'm pretty stoked to see that happen. And of course, Monster Energy, being neighbors to us, they really embrace this race, and they've got a 300-by-300 footprint in the fan zone. They're going to be doing all kinds of stuff with their smoke show and different athletes and things like that.
Sick.
And Viva La Fiesta. It just goes on and on. I could take up your morning here telling you about all the things going on.
So I went to AutoClubSpeedway.com, and I was looking at some of the packages that are available. There's a couple of Q&A opportunities like Chase Elliott and Jimmy Johnson. Tell me, are there scripted questions handed to the fans, or are they going to be able to ask almost anything?
No, it just depends. Some of our Q&As are where you submit a question. Some of them are moderated. Most of them are moderated by a moderator that's up there having a conversation with the driver.
Gotcha.
So it's just something that we keep control over, but we're not filtering. You know, if someone asks a question and they put it through, then we'll ask it to the driver. So that's the great thing about our sport is that the drivers are kind of an open book and they're willing to talk about pretty much anything. You know, they've got their lives broadcast through social media channels and obviously the things that they're doing here on race weekend. So I would urge fans to go to autoclubspeedway.com. Some of our packages are wrapping up at the end of this week. There's still great tickets available. They start at $50, so parking's always free here. You know, I like to think that we do have and I know people save their money all year to come to our race, and it's obviously something we work really hard to keep affordable for people. So you know, a day of activity for $50 getting through the gate is pretty good in my book, as I have three girls and a family. And anytime we go out to do something, I realize what it is to spend that money. So, we appreciate people making the effort and coming out to see us for the Auto Club 400.
Awesome. Thank you, Dave.
I appreciate it, guys. You take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.